Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
These threats must end. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, since 2015, after Obergefell was decided and Kim Davis said she would not sign a same-sex marriage license, we've been fighting with the SPLC and these LGBT activists who have threatened her on end because of her taking her stand for her religious freedom.
Yeah, we actually go back to 2011. With the SPLC, because it was in that year that the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, listed Liberty Counsel, Family Research Council, Concerned Women for America, and others on their so-called hate list, lumping us right there together with some other violent organizations. Of course, they don't include real violent organizations like the BLM or Antifa, because they are ideologically in line with those groups. So they won't include them, even though they've burned down cities and they've done all kinds of different violence. But they did put Liberty Counsel in that, and consequently, we've been battling with that since 2011. 2015 comes along with Kim Davis, because Kim Davis stands for marriage as the union of a man and woman. She gets targeted because of her stand. And so the reason that they put their ideological foes on this so-called hate list is because they disagree with their viewpoints. If you believe that marriage is the union of a man and a woman, then you're now listed as a hater or a hate group. Or if you believe in the sanctity of human life and you want to protect innocent children in the womb and their mothers, then they're going to put you on their list. And the reason they are doing that is clearly stated by their former director, Mark Potok, who says they want to be very clear in why they're doing it, and that is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. So Kim Davis is one of those. And since we represent Kim, Kim has gotten death threats. We have gotten death threats as well. Those threats have ramped up again after we filed our legal brief at the Court of Appeals on behalf of Kim, as we're taking her case up to the Court of Appeals and perhaps even up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And you know what's really frustrating, Matt, is that we have media that cite Liberty Counsel is a hate group, according to the SPLC. And I'll talk to them and I'll say, have you ever really researched and looked what the SPLC is about? The hypocritical actions of the SPLC. We have a whole webpage, lc.org/truth, that tells you all about the SPLC and the violence they incur. Does that ever cross your mind to ever look that up before you cite them as a quote-unquote source?
Yeah, if you just look at what they're doing internally, you remember they had all these allegations against them regarding racial discrimination.
And women.
And women.
And hiding accounts overseas.
All kinds of things. They've got all kinds of employees and internal investigations that are going on with inside this organization.
But the fact you mentioned before, they have this hate map which has incited violence. You know, the FRC had a guy go in there with the intent to commit mass murder, all because of that
hate
list.
And it didn't take very long. Family Research Council was placed on the SPLC's hate list in 2011. It was in 2012, a year later, that Floyd Corkins, because of the list by the SPLC, went to Family Research Council's headquarters in Washington, D.C., intent on committing mass murder. And the reason he said to the law enforcement when he was being spoken to, when he was stopped, he said because they were on the SPLC's hate list.
People take that seriously. I mean, obviously, they're probably a few knives short anyway, but we're seeing it happen now with the assassination attempts on President Trump. The Democrats and their rhetoric, people take this seriously.
Yeah, and they want to take out their opposition. I mean, we've moved from just disagreements. Remember with Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. Tip O'Neill was a liberal Democrat. Ronald Reagan was a conservative Republican. They were obviously not on the same page on certain of their policies or their beliefs, but they had a cordial relationship.
Right.
And they were able to amicably disagree, boy, for those days to return. But
yes.
We're long past that. And so all of this rhetoric that gets thrown out there, the SPLC knows what happens when they falsely label organizations. They should have recoiled immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Within a year of FRC being on their hate list, there was an attempted assassination. They should have repented. They should have mm-hmm. said, we're not going to do this anymore.
Take it off.
But no, they continue to double down.
And the media has become their mouthpiece.
The media becomes their mouthpiece. And so when we represent Kim Davis, she doesn't have a hateful bone in her body.
No.
She's a lovely, very amazing, godly woman, and she hates no one. But because she says, I'm not going to put my name and authority and title and affirm a marriage that God doesn't design on a marriage license, then all of a sudden she gets targeted by the ACLU, and she gets called a hater, and she gets all these other threats. And because we represent her to defend her constitutional rights, then we are also drugged within that same thing.
And so, she only stands for her religious beliefs. That's all she's asking for.
And in another case, you know, we had this other case where we represented Lisa Miller in a situation against Janet Jenkins when their relationship dissolved and Lisa became a Christian. And Lisa has a child, her own biological child. And then there was this dispute between Vermont law, which had civil unions, and Virginia law, which said no to same-sex marriage and no to civil unions. And that litigation proceeded in two separate states in the various courts for a number of years up until 2009. And then Lisa Miller, our client, just disappeared. We didn't know where she went, no warning. And then Janet Jenkins eventually filed suit against Lisa Miller, and then in 2016 amends the complaint to include Liberty Counsel. Well, now guess what? Now the SPLC comes forward and they take over the case and they litigate against Liberty Counsel, hoping to destroy us. And now we have just finished our final summary judgment response, about 500 total legal pages between our summary judgment legal arguments and then our reply, thousands and thousands of exhibits, 25 depositions, 186,000 pages, a lot of frivolous activity, and not a shred of evidence to support the SPLC's claim that Liberty Counsel had anything to do with it. But they're using lawfare. They use any dirty tactics that they can to demonize you, to stigmatize you, without any concern that some crazy is going to act on it and take things into their own hands and do violence, and then lawfare. So, mm-hmm. you know, continue to pray for our clients, Kim Davis, our other work at Liberty Counsel, and for especially this case that we are involved in, where we formerly represented Lisa Miller and Janet Jenkins, her former lesbian partner, has filed suit, and we have now filed our final legal argument for summary judgment. It is in the hands of the judge. All of our work is now done at this stage, and we're now waiting for his decision, which could come down in the next few months, but pray for a good decision that ultimately totally dismisses us from the case and we can move on to other things that are more important.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. These cases are still going on. I mean, I think about Kim. We started in 2015 and she eventually got her religious accommodation after she served 6 days in prison. But thankfully to Matt Bevin became a governor. But then the two same-sex couples sued her. So now we continue to litigate because of that case.
Yeah, it's crazy because when you look at this,
it just never stops.
It started in July of 2015, right after the Obergefell decision was handed down the last week of June 2015. By December of 2015, Matt Bevin gave the executive mm-hmm. order giving her accommodation, the newly elected Republican governor. April of 2016, unanimous legislature gave accommodation to all the clerks, so she won the accommodation.
Right.
Should be over.
And those couples could get their license.
Yeah, should be over and done with. But they want to punish Kim Davis. They came after Kim One jury last year said no damages. The other jury gave $100,000 total damages, and then the judge awarded attorney's fees. So it's about $360,000 against Kim Davis personally. That case we're taking up to the Court of Appeals and eventually to the U.S. Supreme Court, and this could be the case that overturns the 2015 Obergefell same-sex marriage opinion. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.